So we're up to the second Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kitov Zamra Lakenu. Kinoim Navasihila. So as we go through this Hallelujah, we'll see that there are quite a few concepts inside this tefillah. And the challenge of this tefillah is twofold. First of all, to understand the words. The words themselves are not pashut. But then, even if you understand each pasuk by itself, what's the connection, what's going on, what's the fundamental principle over here? So we just came off in the previous Hallelujah talking about the levels of Hashgacha Pratis that Hashem has for us. Now we're going to talk about the levels of Hashgacha Pratis, but in the context of specifically showing, different Mefarshim say it differently, but overall to show how everything is part of the big picture. Everything that Hashem does is in order to bring about the ultimate Geula, and there is no difference between the big things and the small things when it comes to Hashem. So we start off, we say, Hallelujah ki tov zamer lakeinu. It's good to be mezamer, to sing out to Hashem. Kinoim na'avas tehillah, and it's pleasant to give him tehillah. So we've already mentioned this before, which was in, if you noticed, in the previous Hallelujah as well, in the second pasuk. It says, same two words, Halal and Zimra. So Zimra is a higher level than Halal, because Halal is plain praise, Zemer is to sing. So here also we say, Kitov Zamra, it's good to perform Zemer Elokeinu to Hashem, Elokeinu, our Hashem, meaning to say, the Hashem that gives us Hashgacha Pratis. And in general, even without the Hashgacha Pratis, it's kedai to praise Hashem. Then the pasuk continues, Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is the Boinei of Yerushalayim. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. And he will gather together the dispersed members of the Jewish people. Okay? Now, the term used is not a Yivne Yerushalayim. It doesn't say that he will build Yerushalayim. It uses the present tense, Boine Yerushalayim, which seems to say that Hashem is constantly in the process of building Yerushalayim. What does that mean? It means that every step of our Golus is a step closer to the ultimate Geula. That's the point. So, Boinei Hashem, in every step of Golus, every step that's happening to us, every level of Hashgacha Pratis is in order to bring back the ultimate Geula. So, Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is the Boinei. Hashem is the one that builds it. Nitzchei Yisrael Yechanes. Okay, now, then we go off topic, seemingly, and we say, HaRoyfei L'Shvurei Lev. Hashem heals the brokenhearted, umechabesh, and he again, it's another term for healing. Mechabesh la'atzvoisam. He bandages or whatever their depression. Now, what's the connection over there between these two different psukim? Do you see a connection? What? You don't? Come on, be creative. What do you think the connection would be here? On the one hand, we're saying, Hashem, you're bringing the Geula closer. And on the other hand, we go ahead and say, by the way, Hashem makes people feel good.
I guess the two things, if he makes people feel, if he brings, makes the connection closer, it makes people feel good that he brings the connection closer.
You're saying that the way he is going to do this is gufa by bringing the geula. Okay, that's a good shot. So
make people feel good to bring the geula.
Okay, so here's what he says. He says that all this is coming to explain to us that it's part of the master plan. And Hashem is not punishing anybody for no reason, and he's not leaving anybody stranded. Hashem will heal all of us, but we need sometimes to go through the process itself to bring the geula closer.
Can we say because the geula or the galus was caused by sinas chinam, he brings us closer?
Maybe that's a possibility. But in general, even on an individual level, each person may need a certain amount of you know, going through a process of cleansing and being matar oneself in order to properly be mekabel the geula. I was just at a Seudas Preda for someone. I'm sorry, a Seudas Hoida. Normally someone makes a Seudas Hoida when they were in a dangerous situation and they got out of it. Yeah. So this fellow said an unbelievable line.
And someone who does, I know a rabbi who does it every year because he had brain surgery.
So right, so some people do it every year. Some people do it every year. Some people do it on the anniversary of the thing. Some people do it at just one time at the end of the conclusion of the process. So this guy said a very powerful vart at his Seudas Hoida. He said, it's not enough at a Seudas Hoida to thank Hashem that you got out of the situation. You also have to thank Hashem that you got into the situation. Because if you just come out of it and you're not worse off than you were when you started, that's not really succeeding. The success is that gufa, the situation, brought you to a higher level. You're supposed to not only get out of it unscathed, but you're also supposed to use it as a tool to continue growing. So he said, I'm thanking Hashem at the Seudas Hoida, not only for getting me out of the situation, for actually putting me in the first place. So it's a pretty high level. But it was very nice. So according to the Siddur Agra, that's what this tefillah is saying here. This tehillim, Haroife Lishvurei Lev, Hashem is healing us, but he also puts us in because we may need it sometimes, and that's part of the geula process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one may argue that the Hashgacha Pratis is only for us or on an individual level, but what's even a greater thing is that Hashem controls the whole galaxy and all the world, all the universe, all the galaxies, everything. And that's what it says in the pasuk. My name is Parlakei Chavim. Hashem counts the stars. The Chulam Shemais Yikra. Hashem has names for each individual star. Then why would every star require to have a name?
And the name reflects what it's supposed to do. Its mission, you know.
Very good. So the that means Hashem gave a mission to each star. We discussed this last week, maybe. Hashem gave a mission to each star. That means that Hashem created it to the point that each star was created specifically to accomplish something in the Bria. It's not just haphazard. It's not just haphazard. It's Dafka that way. Okay? The world is created that way, Dafka. Okay? Which with each star accomplishing a specific goal. Gadol Adineinu v'Rav Koyach l'svunasei ein mispar. But then we say, you know what? Hashem is really great. But you know why? Not because of the stars. The stars, that's one thing. Ma'odeid anovim Hashem, mashpil rishoyim ad ha'aretz. Hashem can change people too. Not only he controls the stars, but he changes us. Ma'odeid, he gives strength, chizuk, to anovim, to those who are, you know, the simple people, you know, the people that give in, the people that are always bound to lose because they're not pushy. And those people are the ones that people often take advantage of. And here Hashem specifically says, no, those are the people that I'm going to be mechazik. Mashpil Rishoyim, but the Rishoyim, Hashem bangs down to the ground. And all that process is going to be part of the process of bringing the Mashiach. Enu l'Hashem b'soida, zamru l'keinu v'chino. So, this is, the point here is, don't think that, what makes Hashem great is the, you know, the cosmos. What really makes Hashem great is the micro, not the macro. It's that He takes care of each individual person. Like it says by Yetzias Mitzrayim that Paroi, after the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, he came and he chased the Jewish people into the Yam Suf. So the Ramban asks, it's in the Shagas. It's an absurdity. How could Paroi do that? He saw that everything that Hashem said came true. He saved the Jewish people. Now he's running after them into the Yam Suf. It's completely absurd. So says the Ramban, it's a nace that Hashem controlled Paroi's heart that he should go and run after them. And then the Ramban adds, that nace is greater than all the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. To control one individual's machshava is a greater nace than the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Wow.
That's what the Ramban writes. Because, so that's exactly what's going on here too. We compare, as part of the process, that miracles that take place. We'll close the door a little bit.
No.
Yeah, it's much better. Yeah, so we compare the miracle that Hashem does. We bring the miracle that Hashem does in the cosmos, and then we say, you know what? But really, the primary reason we would thank Hashem is what He does to us. Enu l'Hashem b'soida zamru l'kinu b'chinar. Again, hamachas ha'shamayim ba'avim. Hashem fills the sky with clouds. Hamechin la'aretz matar. Ha'matzmiach harim chatzir. He makes the grass grow. The mountains are full with a layer of grass. But you know what all that's for? Noisin l'vehim alachma. That Hashem gives each animal food to live. Livnei oirev. For the little baby ravens, Asher Yikro, that call out to him. So again, everything in the world is going on, but Hashem takes care of every single bird, every single animal, and yet He'll take care of you too. But don't think that if you don't get too involved. Let Hashem take care of it. Hashem doesn't like or need the strength of the horse, which indicates travel. He doesn't need the knees of man to run from one place to another to get your parnasa. Hashem takes care of animals. Every bird, every individual animal has what they need. You too will get what you need. And again, Hashem makes rain. Hashem makes grass. Hashem makes stars. So Hashem will take care of giving you supper. Right? So what do you have to run to Bangladesh to, you know, because you found a guy there that's going to, buy another 16 shares of your business? Just Hashem will provide. Roitz Hashem is Yireyav. Hashem wants those who fear him. Samiyachel im lechazda, those who are miyachel. Miyachel is a very strong level of bitachon. It's like a waiting for it, for his chesed. So after all this, that, you know, even in this golos, Hashem never forgot about us. And we can believe that Hashem is watching over us and we feel it. Shabchi Yerushalayim es Hashem hali elokeach tzion. This is now time that Yerushalayim can be meshabach and praise Hashem. Ki chizak b'richei sh'aroyech, Hashem will strengthen your gates, berach b'nayich b'kerbeich, and he will bless the children inside you, inside of Yerushalayim. Asam gvuleich shalom, you'll get peace. Chelev chitim yasbech, you'll have the fat of the wheat. In other words, you'll have the best of the wheat. This is all going to be when Mashiach comes. The process is going to be completed. Hashalech imrasei aretz, he will send his words to the ground. Ad meheru yarutz devaroi, his words will come quickly to the ground. Now, the way the Malbim learns the next few psukim, it's a mashal, because the next few psukim are hard to understand where they fit in the context. Because all of a sudden it goes back, seemingly, to what we discussed before. It says, Hanoisin shelek hatzomer, Hashem puts a white, woolly, like a wool-like layer of snow over the ground, kaforka efer yifazer, you could spread out the frost over the world, mashlech karchei chifitim, and he sends the cold, and no one can stand before the cold. And then Hashem will send his word and melt it. He'll send the wind and take away all the frost. So this seems like it's out of place. It should have been before, when we were talking about all the greatness of Hashem. So he says this is a mashal to explain the inyan of Hashem's dibur, and he says like this: that sometimes Hashem will send a bad gzeira to a person, which is symbolized by the shelling, the snow, the frost. It's cold, you know, it destroys things. Okay, and it overpowers the rachmanus. But then, you know, immediately following that, Hashem will be mevatalit. So again, this is part of the chizuk process, is that we'll see, lasid lavei, how Hashem really caused everything to melt. All that bad stuff that came will melt and turn into water, and it will fakir it. You know, the rivers that we have, the water that we have through the whole summer, a lot of it is from snow melt off. So at the time that you get the snow, it seems very tragic, you know, everything. But in reality, once it melts out, it's going to end up sustaining the sustaining you. So that's essentially what the mashal is. Hashem sent special words for us. So in other words, we are zoicha to this special relationship with Hashem, and only we have that. All right. So that's the idea of this haluka, how we're experiencing a galus, but it's all part of the process of bringing the geula, because Hashem is in full control. And Hashem doesn't just control the big things, He controls the little things, He controls everything in our lives. And it's even when things are covered up, we still really fully understand that Hashem is in control.